know the name.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hearing the melody. Yeah, yeah, I'm hearing the melody. Yeah, your ninth wonderful tunes. Yeah, they trying to hear it though. Okay, they trying to hear it though. Okay, for everything the melody be, and what you get to perceive, it's all depending on the steps and what they get to believe. I put a cape on and did it for the steps where I be. I got my J off and made them wanna step in my threes. And if ever you should attempt, you stepping through to the trench. And if you should live to recall it, you'll never do this again. If you should live to be honest, you'll let it do what it promised. I promise to be the reason my hood gets another honor. Christopher did it first, Skylar the second coming. I knew when I saw that hearse that I gotta keep up the runnings. Knew if you caught a verse, then you'd probably wanna tuck it. Let the drumming be the talk of the current. And written in for every ace and every Mitch and every Rico in your glare. A AZ, a Rich, and an Alpo was really there. The shit the screens are made of, living dreams and wake ups, and using hymn books to hide the paper. I'm hearing the melody, and hear what it's telling me. I stood tall next to it to hear what they let it be. I stood tall next to it for fear what it never be. And I'll be on my own when I hear what it's telling me.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Straight Talks Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Like I said last week, we're trying to get this thing up and running again. Weekly. So here we are again for another week. Let me get a little bit of the housekeeping out of the way. As usual, you can reach us on the website, www.straighttalks.com. That's S-T-R, the number 8, hyphen, T-A-L-K-S.com. You can also reach us on Twitter with the ad sign Straight Talks, like spelled exactly like the website, STR, the number 8, TALKS, all one word. You can also find us on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn, Player FM, many different ways you can subscribe to the podcast. So get on the website, browse around. We also have a bodega. It's like a store. It's linked to Amazon. You can buy discounted hip-hop CDs and clothes and accessories, shoes, whatever. Definitely have a look around the website. You won't be disappointed. This show, we're going to talk about a number of different things. I'm going to hit you off with a little bit of a show that I discovered a while back that many sports fans know about, but to put my spin on it. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, and that's coming up. We're going to talk Raptors. New segment in the show is called New Music. Every week I'm going to not dissect, but I'm going to let you know about a newer artist or a new artist or a new album that's come out that I've listened to, that I've enjoyed. If you enjoy it, take it in as well. And we're also going to talk a little bit about a couple of stores closing in here in Canada, major stores closing here in Canada, and my weekly beef with Walmart. So we'll get into that towards the end of the show. But as usual, sit back, relax, and take in the Straight Talks. We'll be back after this. One of the topics that I left out of the intro that I wanted to talk about was the case involving Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno, and the Penn State University. For those of you that aren't aware of what all those three things have in common, let me explain. Penn State, Nittany Lions, football school. One of the most popular schools in Pennsylvania, no doubt. Probably maybe the most popular school in Pennsylvania and around the United States. Everybody knows the Nittany Lions because of their coach, Joe Paterno, who's been there for, I don't know, 3,000 years, who recently died, actually. I think he died late last year, So he's no longer with us, but he'd been coaching there for, I think, 40 years or something like that. So he was very prominent in the Nittany Lions family. And when you spoke about Penn State, your first thought, first face that came to your mind was Joe Paterno. Okay. He had an assistant coach in his team named Jerry Sandusky, who was charged last year on 48, I believe it was 48 counts of child molestation. Now, he was a assistant football coach on the football team that was coached by Joe Paterno, who was the head coach. He was running a nonprofit, nonprofit at-risk youth, like after-school program for kids. And apparently what came out in the light was that he was taking advantage of these kids and taking them to the shower, and I don't even want to talk about what he was doing, but doing his due, right? Doing what he does. So apparently one of the students, a student assistant, saw Jerry Sandusky in the shower with one of these kids and reported it to Joe Paterno. Joe Paterno then turned around and reported it to the athletic director of the school. Apparently in Pennsylvania, it's law that if anything happens as child abuse related to, it is your legal obligation to report it to the police. It's, if you've known about it and you don't report it to the police, you're looking at jail time. It's a law in that state. Coach Paterno told the AD, but didn't tell the police. In the law's eyes, he's guilty. The exact law that he's guilty of, or the exact crime he's guilty of, I'm not exactly sure. But he is guilty. Because this happened in 2002. And all of this nonsense didn't come out until about, 2012, 2013. So he knew about it for 10 years and didn't say anything. Now, I'm of the belief that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, send me an email, admin@straighttalks.com. And let me know if I'm way off base, but I don't know many guys that steal cars once. I don't know many guys that like smoking weed that only smoke weed once. I don't know anybody who likes doing something that only does it once. So if you know that your assistant coach is fondling kids in the shower, do you think it's a one-time thing that you can just say, he won't do it again? And just put it out of your mind, knowing that he's running a nonprofit organization for kids, and he's going to be alone with these kids. Some form of guilt or some form of consciousness has to creep in and say, "Hey, look, well, wait a minute. Okay, he was molesting a kid in the shower. Someone saw him do that. He's always around at-risk youth or underprivileged youth. He's always around kids. Maybe we should watch this a little more carefully. Or maybe we should report it to the police like we're supposed to." But no, that didn't creep into their mind. So in turn with all of this big investigation that came out and big cover-up, and I'm going to say cover-up that Penn State was definitely in, and I believe the NCAA was definitely involved in. So all this that came out and big trial and everything and blah, blah, blah. Joe Paterno and Penn State were docked wins. The wins are significant because when they subtract the wins from Joe Paterno's record, when they add back the wins to Joe Paterno's record, he becomes the winningest coach in NCAA history. And I believe they took away 112 wins from him, stemming all the way back from 1998 till, I believe, last season. And they're not allowed to go to any bowl games, they're not allowed scholarships, and the football program was in the doldrums, going down. Which is, I believe, a right punishment for the school. And just like everything that comes out with powerful people, rich, powerful people, as soon as the proverbial shit hits the fan, guys are starting to resign, one day you're AD, in the afternoon you're resigning, coaches are resigning, players aren't talking, and it's just like, well, I liken it to the whole Adam Silver, David Stern, Donald Sterling fiasco that we spoke about earlier on in the podcast. If you haven't listened to the episode, The Overseer, where Tony Ruckus and I, and Edson, actually, a guest we had on, talked about the whole Donald Sterling fiasco and the fact that David Stern and Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, knew that this guy was who he was and just let it pass. And as soon as it hit the NBA, it became a problem. But anyways, not going to bore people that have heard it already. If you haven't heard it, it's called The Overseer. It's on the website. Go listen to it. So the school was fined and they were hit with sanctions that they couldn't play in bowl games, which is a major revenue stream for the school. Can't supply scholarships to players. So if I'm not getting a scholarship, I'm not going to your school, because it's probably one of the most expensive schools in the United States, if not Pennsylvania. So good players are going to look elsewhere. And you have that reputation. It's tarnished, you know. So like I said, Joe Paterno died last year. I believe it was in September-ish, October-ish, around there. Should have looked it up, but I didn't. But anyways, just came out last week that the NCAA is going to reinstate the 112 wins that they took away from Joe Paterno, making him the winningest coach in NCAA history. To me, personally, and this is just what I believe, I mean, if you're going to take away the wins, which you should have taken away, no, wait, I shouldn't say that. You got to take away something. There has to be some type of punishment for this. And I know that Jerry Sandusky's in jail. He got a 30 to 60 year sentence, and he's 70 years old now, so it's pretty much a life sentence. But the school knew. People within the school, people high up in the school knew, and didn't do anything about it. And it didn't happen just once. He was accused on 48 counts of this. 48 counts of child molestation. That's 48 different kids. The school knew and did nothing about it. Joe Paterno knew, did nothing about it. He knew for 10 years, over 10 years, he knew about this and did nothing about it. And to now go back, and I know he died and everything, and you waited a couple of months or 3 or 4 months, and then you give him back his wins so he can, his name can live on in the legacy of the school. It's ridiculous. NCAA should have kept it where it was, how they ruled on it, and not go back on their ruling. Penn State shouldn't be allowed to have scholarships for another 10 years. The punishment doesn't fit the crime in my books. It's just everything has a price in this world, and it doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter who you hurt. If you have the money, you can get away with it. Point. Penn State University president, his name's Eric Barron, said it, and I quote, "I want to thank Senator Jake Corman, State Senator Jake Corman, I should say, Treasurer Rob McCord, and the NCAA for their efforts to bring about an outcome that is in the best interest of Penn State." End quote. In the best interest of Penn State. In the best interest of Penn State. What about the 48 kids that were molested and probably will have these scars for the rest of their life? What about their best interest? The best interest of Penn State. Who cares about Penn State? Who outside of Pennsylvania gives a crap about Penn State? I know I don't. There's a famous host in Toronto, sports talk show. He always says if he hates soccer. So I don't know why I listen to him, but I do, because he makes some good points. But he hates soccer. And he said, if they were playing the World Cup final in my backyard, I would close the blinds. That's how I feel about Notre Dame and Penn State. If they were playing Notre Dame versus Penn State in my backyard, I would close my blinds and take a nap. Make a sandwich and take a nap. Who cares? It's just like I said, you got enough money, you can get away with anything. And I keep bringing it back to money. Because the Penn State University has to pay $60 million to, I forget what it was called, to a child abuse program within the state. And as long as they pay that $60 million, everything's forgotten. We wash our hands of it. Here's your scholarships back. Here are your wins back. And I guarantee you, if Joe Paterno was still alive, he'd be back coaching. Disgusting to me. Disgusting. I don't know how you let this school... And I know you shouldn't punish, and I know there's another side of it. You shouldn't punish the kids and blah, blah, blah. For me, the punishment that they levied the first time fit the crime perfectly, beautifully. Coach had to resign. AD had to resign. Sandusky's in jail. No scholarships. Football program's garbage now. That's fine with me. I mean, it's still terrible about the kids, but, you know, at least they did something about it. And to totally reverse every decision they made now, and it's kind of like, okay, you know what, guys? We can't reverse everything right away because it'll look bad. Let's wait 3, 4, 5 months, and then we'll reverse everything, and you guys can, you know, we'll reinstate you after all the bowl games are done so that you can do your recruiting for the next season, and you can bring in big-time players. How about that? Oh, you like that? Okay. You know what? Throw $60 million to a child abuse fund as well. Okay, perfect. Handshake. Penn State will probably make that $60 million back in 1.5 seasons in sales of tickets and all the other crap that goes on behind the scenes in college football. NCAA is disgusting to me. Disgusting. On par with FIFA. On how disgusting this, and I say it, corporation is. Being a part, I was a part of the NCAA. I played Division I soccer in the United States, and the rules and regulations are ridiculous. Don't ever wonder why kids, the student athletes, are taking money. Don't ever wonder. Because when I was playing soccer, we got room and board, books, and that's it. But can't get a job. It's against NCAA rules to take money from the school. So you got to go outside and get a job. Me being from Canada, now I got to get a visa or whatever it was back then, a work visa. Plus, between practice and weights and school and study hall and all, who has time to go out and get a job? I didn't have a car. Where was I going to go? Can't take any money from the school other than what you get. Ridiculous. Guys are starving out there, and you're gonna worry about guys that are taking $100 to go get groceries or go buy a shoe or go buy a jeans. Give me a break. But then you're gonna let Penn State slide. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves. And another wacky twist that comes out of this Penn State story is the new athletic director, whose name is Sandy Barber. Well, let me explain something first before we get into that. Sporting teams now, the hockey team in particular, Penn State, are now wearing decals on their helmets that say 409. And the 409 means a number of wins that Joe Paterno had, or has. Since they just reinstated those 112 wins, he now has 409, which makes him the highest and winningest coach in NCAA history. So with that ruling, the hockey players or the school mandated that the hockey team wear stickers on their back of their helmets that say 409, signifying Paterno's wins. Athletic director Sandy Barber came out and she tweeted that it was insensitive and inappropriate for our hockey team to wear that decal. She tweeted that. She was forced to take it down by the school and forced to issue an apology criticizing the 409 decal on the helmet. And it's... I had nothing to say. I mean, she comes out and tells the truth, and the school forces her to take down her comments and apologize. Apologize for desecrating the name of the great Joe Paterno. The whole situation just reeks to me. It reeks of the good old boys network. Why a state senator and a state treasurer have to get involved with the NCAA and Penn State ruling on wins and sanctions against us? Well, we know why they're getting involved, right? It's all votes. It's all for the next upcoming election and for votes. Jake Corman comes out with his campaign, and hey, that's the guy that got Joe Paterno's wins back. Yeah, vote for him. He's my kind of guy. The whole good old boys network. All for votes, all for all for all for profit. Anyways, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Another thing that I was wanted to discuss was I've been watching a show on TV for a long time, and it's a show on ESPN, and it's called 30 for 30. And for those of you that haven't heard of it or haven't watched it, they do exposés on different type of sporting events or sporting figures or anything to do with the other side of sports that you don't really see. You know, you watch the games and you turn off your TV and that's it. But what happens to the players? What happens to the situation? What happens to the town that lost that game? What happens to the team or the coach that lost the four games in a row or the four championships in a row? What happens to him? How did he get where he is? And those type of stories. And I've been watching, like I said, I've been watching them for years, and I downloaded every single episode that they had back in the day. And there's more now, but I'm not too into the downloading now. I'm a streaming guy. So I was watching the other day, and they had my favorite 30 for 30 of all time, which was the University of Miami. It's called the U. And the amount of football players that have come out of that school is, forget about it. The amount of players that have come out of that school that are in the NFL, forget it. I mean, every team probably has about two or three guys that went to the University of Miami. It's incredible. And I'm talking about now. Well, you know what? Maybe not so much now, but back in the day, 4, 5, 6 years ago, there's a ton of University of Miami players in there, in the league, playing significant roles on their team. It's a football factory. But this wasn't about the new breed of players. This was about the old school, the 80s teams. Before all the taunting rules and before all the celebration penalties and all before that. So guys were just going crazy when they hit you, and guys were going crazy when they scored touchdowns. It was awesome to watch. It was awesome. That's my favorite one. If you haven't, if you don't know about 30 for 30, and most of you, if you watch sports, have heard of it, I suggest that you download it, stream it, get it however you want. It's on ESPN. You'll catch a 30 for 30 on a Saturday afternoon, which is when I saw the Miami one. And if you haven't seen that one, it's called the U. Get it. Get it. These guys were nuts. Crazy. But I love it. I love all the trash talk and all that stuff. And I also had another one. I was watching it Saturday night. I was watching the Leaf. Well, I was half watching the Leaf game because they're terrible. And they had one on Randy Moss. It's a pretty hit. I was like, why? I don't want to watch anything about Randy Moss. Like, what kind of life story does he have? And it was interesting. He's an interesting dude. Like a four-sport athlete, I think track, football, baseball, and basketball. And this guy was on top of the world. And made one mistake, two mistake, and done. You know? Had a scholarship to Florida State, had a scholarship to Notre Dame, and they rescinded both of them for stuff that he was doing in the off season. And he was on his way to being a tragic story, but he was able to turn his life around and make it to the NFL and become the Randy Moss that we all know. But it's just the place that he came from and the friends that he hung around with, and it's just the lifestyle in the city that he was from, where guys would go to school and become athletes, become prominent athletes, and then at the end, you know, not take school seriously, and maybe not get into the NBA or go as far as they wanted to go as a next step into whatever sport they were pursuing, maybe not get drafted, and what happens to them after. And an interesting thing that came out in the 30 for 30 on Randy Moss was, and I remember this. I know he went to Marshall University, and I know guys on Monday night football, when they introduce the offense and the defense, you say, oh yeah, my name is Ray Lewis. I went to the U. My name's Ed Reed. I went to the U. My name's Willis McGahee. I went to the U, you know, stuff like that. My name is Haloti Ngata. I went to Oregon. And one Monday night, he came out and he said he went to Rand University. And I'm sitting back, well, where the hell's Rand University? It's like, whatever. I don't care to Google it. Who cares? If he went to Rand University, that's fine. And it just so happened I was watching this thing on Randy Moss the other day, and he said, and they were talking about Rand University, and Rand was the city they were from. And a city in West Virginia. And the Rand University was a 7-Eleven. And he explains that that's the place you went when you didn't get into any schools, or you flamed out at a school, or you didn't get drafted. You would go to the 7-Eleven, and you would drink beer and smoke weed and cigarettes and talk shit all day. And that's what you would do. And they called that Rand University. And he says he goes back there, and there's still guys there that were fantastic at what they did, and still there. They can't get out. And it was sad to see, because, you know, guys that were true athletes were looking back on their lives and the mistakes that they made, and they were like coming to tears. Like, if I wasn't a stupid kid, I could have been in the MLB, I could have been in the NBA, I could have been in the NFL, like Randy. And it's just a bunch of sad stories about that. But if you haven't had a chance to watch those two, I suggest you take it in. The Randy Moss one it blew me away, actually. Because like I said, I was like, who wants to watch a thing about Randy Moss? But it was damn interesting. And if you want to laugh and have a good time with Jimmy Johnson and the boys from Miami, watch The U. That one is the number one 30 for 30 in my books. So moving on, we're going to get to our new segment, which is called New Music. And today, our artist is a cat named Apathy. Now, this guy's out of New England, Connecticut to be exact. And it runs with the Demigods. I don't know if you're into hip-hop like I am, you know, Vinnie Paz. Has some beats by the Beat Miners. Does mainly his own production. Runs with Self-Titled and another group called Army of the Pharaohs. If you haven't taken in any of the Army of the Pharaohs music, I suggest you download their. They have two albums. You download those two. It's just posse cuts, and it's ridiculous music. But a friend of mine actually told me to take this album in, and I did, and it was pretty surprising, actually. Very surprised to hear how he takes solo albums seriously. And create good music. Now, in this segment, if you're waiting to hear me review the Lil Wayne or the Yeezy or the guy who sings I'm in Love with the Coco album, you might as well pause this and fast forward or stop listening now, because those albums will never be reviewed here. Strictly Underground, well, not Strictly Underground, but good hip hop, Mellow Music Group, Haslo, Sky Zoo, guys like that. So Whenever albums come out or mixtapes come out that are worthy of talking about, we'll talk about them. But I've got so many albums stacked up and in the back there that I haven't even gone through yet. So should be able to hit you off with some albums for the next 3 or 4 years, every week for the next 3 or 4 years, and not repeat one. So I'm just going to play a couple of tracks. I picked four of the best tracks I thought from his new album. It's called, well, it's not a new album. It came out in 2014. It's called Connecticut Casual. I just picked the four tracks that I like. I mean, there's only 12 tracks on the album. Definitely worth the download. It's a free download, so don't think that I'm stealing music. He gave it away for free. But I got it from Kickass Torrents. But it was free. Artist gave it away for free. I can't say that enough. So, yeah, definitely take a listen, and I'll just play a little snippets of the beginnings and things like that. And, you know, this one's called New England.
Ray-Bans, Bow Shoes, J. Crew. I'm back in New England. See a sucker, seafood, attitude. I'm back in New England. B&Bs, yacht clubs, hot tubs. I'm back in New England. Cape Cod, Block Island, Nantucket. I'm back in New England. Murder on Mark Martha's Vineyard. They found a body. It's early morning, the water's choppy and real foggy. Found Bobby face down on the dock with his brains blown out. Family still in shock. They heard it lock, pop, 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 pop. Knock him out the box. Cops knocking at it, got they got where they heard the shots, but they never caught the murderer searching along the rocks. They probably dropped the weapon down to the lobster pots. All the locals know where them rich hoes go to get they blow, blow for blow. You can hear the story on the radio. Waking up, take us up, anything to make a buck. Fluke till we puke rubber boots in an 80s truck. Fuck bitches, get money, buddy. I'm a
so you can hear that he has a nice flow, good beats. I think he produced that beat himself. Like I said, that song is called New England, featuring Chris Weeby. And that's off his, that's the second cut off the Connecticut Casual album. So the second song we're going to sample is a song called Don't Give Up the Ship, and it features Kappa Gamma. This is probably my favorite song on the whole album. So here we go.
Underwater where the bodies are hidden, I'm living deep inside a sunken ship with skeletons drifting amongst blood-hungry mermaids who feast on sailors and impale them with harpoons stolen from whalers. I'm the Kraken attacking, I'm dragging you deep in the ocean where the oxygen exits your lungs and your eyes are exploding. Whales exhale songs of old, where the lost pirate gold that an old pirate holds in his cold dead hands, or so I've been told, still searches for a ship that a shipmate stole. Whoa, land ho, rum barrels and hoes, crows picking eyeballs from the skeleton bones, trunks full of pieces of eight, beaches of sight, outlaw types like Edward Teach teaches to fight, hijack Boston yachts, lick off some shots and let their bodies sink down to the lobster pots. I got Sperry's on, captain on the deck, Swabby, carry on, out on Block Island till the very last ferry's gone, with the whole picture etched in swim shore.
Don't give up the ship. Like I said, that's my favorite track off the whole album. I just like the smooth piano. And I like that there's not too much of a bass line and too much drums and too much busyness going on. It's just a smooth, nice track and flows nice as well. Next track we're going to sample is called The Curse of the Kennedys. It's another pretty cool track, number 5 off the album. Yeah, take a listen.
Hey, young world, wanna hear a story? Close your eyes and you can pretend you're me. I'm cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. The Kennedys, the Kennedys. The Kennedys, the Kennedys, the Kennedys, the Kennedys. I'm cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. The Kennedys, the Kennedys. Who's the god of Cape Cod? Who's higher than Hyannis? Who can get away with murder for money and simply vanish? Suit jacket in the casket looking so fantastic. Sweater vest, posing with a tennis racket. So classic, so tragic. Camelot was formed in black magic. There's lots of sinners eating lobster dinners with some mobster figures selling lots of liquor. Hair slicked back, three-piece suits, shoes polished. Martha's Vineyard mansion in an Ivy League college. Secret societies in a sick fascination with accidental deaths and planned assassinations. The birth of a
definite banger, head nodder for sure. I mean, you're not gonna hear these songs on the radio and stuff like that. Well, if you're listening to college on college radio stations, you probably will, but it's not a mainstream type of song you're gonna hear on Flow or DLK or whatever you listen to. So I'm always looking for music like this, you know, good head nodding stuff that you can play in your car that's different, you know what I mean? So last song we're gonna play is a song called Jack Ruby, also featuring Kappa Gamma as well. That's track number 7 off the Connecticut Casual album. And here we go.
We'll never let the true facts come above board to the world.
Now these people are in very high positions, Jack.
Yes.
Movie with app is Jack Ruby, a black 63 Chevy with a rap groupie riding. Shotgun under the back seat. Briefcase full of money to meet on the back street. Straight bullets through bodies and cadavers ricochet through the passenger. Abracadabra with my 38 revolves. You don't wanna be involved. Bodies in a barrel full of acid will dissolve. As the planets revolve, as the criminals evolve, it'll be another 30 years before it gets solved. I got motherfuckers buried deep as dinosaurs. I'ma store bodies underneath the floor at your local liquor store. Analytical, highly connected, locally accepted, globally respected. Walk up on the
so a nice dirty track, another nice piano lick. You know, good lyrics, good flow. The whole thing's nice. And if, like I said, if you haven't heard it, pick it up. It's free. You can download it off Kickass Torrents. It's free. Again, he gave it away for free, so you can download it. But while you're there, download the rest of his albums and some of the Army of the Pharaohs. But you didn't hear that from me. So that's the new music segment that's going to be new to the Straight Talks podcast. Like I said, if you have any comments or debate on any of the albums that you hear that on this podcast, you can leave your comments on the website. You can hit me up on email, admin@straighttalks.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter @straighttalks. So to recap, that album is named Connecticut Casual. It's by Apathy. And these are first entry for the month for the Straight Talks. What are we going to call this segment? I'll come up with a name next week. It's going to be Straight Music or something. But we'll pit them up against the next three artists for the month, and then we'll see who comes up on top. But this album is definitely a banger. If you don't have it, get it. I mean, get your iPods ready. We're going to be refreshing your iPods with all this new music that we're going to hit you off with. So this album's going to be tough to beat. I mean, beats, lyrics, flow, everything, top notch. But we'll see what we got in store for next week. So that's our new segment called New Music, and we'll be back with something else right now. In the last half of the podcast, we're going to talk about a couple of retail stores that are closing in Canada. And as soon as they arrived, they're gone. Chris Rock had a funny line in one of his stand-ups. I can't remember which one it was. And he was, I think he was relating it to a movie theater. And he would say, grand opening, grand closing, all on the same day. Someone got shot at a movie theater or something like that. So it's grand opening, grand closing. And that's how it feels with this store that a big hubbubaloo was made of it when it first was mentioned that it was coming to Canada, and everyone was going nuts about it, but couldn't make it in Canada. And I'm talking about Target. Americans will know the store I'm talking about, the upscale Walmart or whatever you want to call it, but they're closing all their stores in Canada. And I mean, I've been to Target and I was excited because I lived in the States and Targets are all over the place. And I was excited about Target coming, actually, because believe it or not, their clothes are pretty good. I mean, they're just like Walmart. It's just a cleaner store. Everything's organized nicely. And like I said, you can catch a V-neck t-shirt for the summer, nice design, whatever, for like $9. You know what I mean? So I love Target in the States, man. I would go there and I would get clothes all the time. So when it came here, I thought it would be the same type of experience, but it's definitely not. You're not getting the same type of items that you're getting in the States, and you're definitely not getting the same prices. I mean, sure, you got to make up for the exchange, but the exchange is going in the right direction for them. I don't understand why their prices are still so high, but I guess their bottom line wasn't what they thought it would be, and they're taking all their stores and they're getting out of Dodge. So I mean, I can't really say anything about it. I've been to Target maybe twice, three or four times, just not close enough to me. The two closest Targets are each equal distances apart, and about, with traffic and lights and the crazy amount of people that have cars in this city, you're looking at about 40 minutes away. It's really a 20-minute drive, but with all the the traffic and the lights and everything, you're tacking on another 20 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating. Anyone who lives in Toronto knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're just not, it's just not convenient when there's five Walmarts within a 20-kilometer radius of myself. Why am I going to drive 40 minutes to go pay a little, maybe a buck or two extra for the same product I can get at Walmart that's just down the street from me? So I bet Walmart and Costco are very happy that these guys are leaving. They couldn't hack it here. But I don't think Target put their whole effort into becoming a competition to Walmart in Canada. So what can you say? Not good riddance, but I mean, for me, if you wanted to get Canadian clients or Canadian customers to come into your store and rave about you, you got to go over the top, because everyone's used to Walmart's prices. And when you're a little bit more expensive and sporadically spread about the province, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's what I believe. And going into the store, it's like I said last episode, I collect sports figures and Star Wars figures and things like that. So some of the items are only sold in Target stores. They only give, they're exclusive to Target. And you go to the toy section and it's just like empty shelf after empty shelf after empty shelf after empty shelf. And you're like, did I miss something? Was there like a buy one get eight free sale that I missed? Or what's happening? Why are these shelves all empty? Oh, well, we haven't stocked them yet. And it's just like, well, you go to Walmart and everything's stocked. There's constantly people walking around stocking. And even if you don't see it, you just ask someone and it's like, yeah, it's in the back. Let me go get it for you. But whatever. I mean, they came, they thought it was going to be easy, and it's not. It's not here. You have to, we're Canadians, so you still have to wow us. We're not just going to take what you say and, you know, and follow you blind. You have to wow us as well. So I don't think they were ready for that, and they failed. Another big company that's leaving Toronto or Canada is Sony. And that company, I say, good riddance to. I don't know if you guys, I don't know where you listeners are from, but if you're in the Toronto area and you ever walked into a Sony store and looked at the prices of anything in that place, it's like, what the hell is happening in here? I mean, seriously? We're paying $300 for MP3 player, an 8 gig MP3 player? Why? What's so special about? Oh, as an FM transmitter or receiver. Yeah, okay. $259? I don't get it. And I know you're gonna look at me and say Apple, but and Apple is the same. And that's, I have one iPod, and I've had one iPod for maybe, I think I bought it in 2004. No. Yeah, 2004 I bought it. I bought it for myself for my birthday. And I've had it ever since. And when this thing dies, I'm not even going to replace it with another iPod. So much I hate Apple. But I mean, Sony is just ridiculous. I mean, you walk in there and you want a book set of bookshelf speakers and $499. And it's like, what? Why? And I could just see no one buy it. No one's going to buy anything in those stores. But I mean, unless you have money, and if you have the money to spend on that type of equipment, you're not buying Sony. You buy PSB, you buy Polk, you buy Survega, something else. You're not buying Sony. So to that store, I say good riddance. Get the hell out of here. You guys are nuts. And I'm going to end off this show with my weekly rant on Walmart. And it's such a sad thing. I'm in such a state of, well, I don't know, flux or whatever, but I mean, I'm caught in a rock and a hard place. I mean, I want to tell Walmart I'm never going to shop in your store again, but I'm there three times a week. I'm there three times a week. And it's just, their prices are just, no one can beat their prices. No one can beat their prices. But anyways, I was online looking at something that I wanted to purchase, and I went into the store, and they had it in the store, so I went to the little machine that scans the prices to see how much it was, and it was about $40 more than it was online. So I said, okay, no problem. Go up to customer service. I'm like, I want to buy this, but online it's $15, and here it's $45 or $55. you guys going to match the price? And I'm thinking, I'm looking at myself all proud of myself. Yeah, I found it. They're going to match the price. I'm going to get it for $15, pull it out of my sleeves. You know, I'm not even looking at her, drinking my coffee. Like, just match the price so I can get out of here type of thing. And she's like, nah, we don't match our online prices. I was like, what? And so we don't match our online prices. And I was like, well, no. I'm not bringing it from a different store. This is from your store. And she goes, yeah, I know. So I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. Walmart Canada doesn't match Walmart.ca's online prices. Yes, that's correct, sir. Why? That's something you have to take up with the manager, sir. And it's just another thing about another Walmart disaster. I can understand completely that you reserve the right to match Best Buy's price or Future Shop, or if you're in the States, Circuit City, if that's still around, or Radio Shop, whoever. I understand. You reserve the right to match the prices, whatever, Staples, whoever. Doesn't matter. But you don't match your own online prices? So what are you telling me? To go buy it online and not in your store? I mean, the money all goes to the same place, I'm pretty sure, but why are you making this so inconvenient for everybody? Just match the damn price. I'm looking around and I'm just like, I'm done fighting with people at Walmart. I'm done fighting with Walmart. I'm done calling customer service and asking them questions that I know the answers to. And I just want to start it. I'm done with it all. I'm done with it all. Walmart is Walmart. They're going to do what they do. But, I mean, and the sad thing is, I'll still be back. I'll still be back when I need something. It's the second place I go to when I need something. So, anyways, that's my Walmart rant for the week. So, as usual, you can get us on the website, www.straighttalks.com. That's STR, the number 8. TALKS.com. You can also hit me out on Twitter at the @ straight talks, STR, the number 8, TALKS, all one word. Go to the website, like I said earlier on in the podcast, in the intro. We're on TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, and there's also a multitude of other ways you can get to us to subscribe to the podcast and things like that. So thank you for listening to episode 12 or episode 11 of the Straight Talks podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll catch you next week.
Y'all know the name.
You know what hairstyle. You know what hairstyle. Tell a girl if you want. Check out your hairstyle. Peer dear style. A girl favor something will come out of the wild. Boy, you know hairstyle. You know what hairstyle. You know hairstyle. You got hairstyle. Hot girl walk out and show your hairstyle. You know hairstyle. You know what hairstyle. Tell a girl if you want. Check out your hairstyle. Peer dear style. A girl favor something will come out of the wild. $10 gel paste down with your eye. No sir, that a no hairstyle. That a your spoil. Show off your hairstyle. It pretty like pearl. Wine make it swirl. Your favor me swirl. Cherry crunch deep with your paradise curl. She don't know them style. They are what do some girl. You buy J body if you do your Mary J. If you want to do the Aliyah, you buy Milky Way. Wine in a Jackie Platinum. Good money pay. You change your style like every other day. Some girl can't do here, so she borrow from Faye. Do it in a high year from last year May. She know what she not change it. So comes with it. Drunk up it in a it look somewhere fillet. Check out your hairstyle. Peer dear style. A girl favor something will come out of the wild. $10 gel paste down with your eye. No sad that I know your style, that I use why.
Fatty come wine and broke it off. Give me the nookie top, go on tushy tushy. And the khaki you fi come stuck. Girl comes on the park, stand pipe. No we are no rookie, fling up the nookie. And me khaki you fi come stuck. So wine, bring it to me, make me juki. You have the top, me have fi ookie ookie. And the khaki you fi come stuck. Girl you have the wine fi hold your man. One man a bookie, so make me juki. And the khaki you fi come stuck. Give me a lap dance, and it's up me like say you a tap dance. Take off your panties, no matter the circumstance. Tuki fi me all night, do not stop dance. Me we pay the finance, give you the advance. Wine for me, girl you not fi worry, call me freelance. Tuki make them feet. Gyal, so you advance to use can tell not on a chance. Tell a gyal quit anytime she see good that gyal a dance and wine and broke it off. Give me the nookie stop, want sushi sushi. And the khaki you fi come stuck. Gyal comes on the box stand five. No we are no. cookie, fling up the nookie.
Wami kaki you fi come stookie.
So wine, bring it to me, me chookie. Have this up me ya fi ookie ookie.
Wami kaki you fi come stookie.
Girl, you have the wine fi hold your man. One man a bookie, so me chookie.
Wami kaki you fi come stookie.
Girl from China, them love when me put it in a vagina. Them say fi give me the fitna, through the lens of the nina. Girl a fly from Carolina, me something longer than a eyeliner.
Right, take it for the hot girl them.
Go vine and broke out and wine your waistline. Cause you no shiner, designer. You no wet liner. Show them you're the winding designer.
Me girl get sticky for your face, sticky for your wine, sticky for your broad, sticky for your small waistline, sticky for your smile, sticky for your style, sticky for your. Some girl a run bang, them a waste time, them a taste wine, them girl they a face wine, sticky for your style, sticky for your smile, sticky for your.
Alright, some girl a wrong bang, them a get gang bang, them a get slam bang. She no know lady saw, but she want to fight over John John. Hey, tell a girl, say, girl, we in a bingo, no fear, break out to the tongue song. He do your shopping over London, shoes from Italy, handbag from over Hong Kong. Anytime you whine, it a madman, now you make me say, shake your bum bum.
Me girl a get sticky for your face, sticky for your wine, sticky for your broad lips, sticky for your small waistline, sticky for your smile, sticky for your style, sticky for your.
Some girl a run bang, them a waste time, them a taste wine, them girl they a face wine. Sticky for your style, sticky for your smile, sticky for your.
Yes, in a the middle you have up the wine. Walk out in a the middle you have another kind. Them try locate another but it's hard to find. If them marks are wine, that's a gold mine. Yes.
Father God make you one design. And if a man want to walk him up, he flick the kind. Now them a sing and a holler like Busta Rhymes.
You a real hot girl overall. Your credentials standing tall. And no C-R-E-D-I-T-S, no write up all over your wall. Cause girl your name no put on in a day.
Credit.
In a wrong enough if you walk and look.
Nah.
Girl your name no put on in a day.
Credit.
So nobody can call you no crook.
Chup.
Girl your name no put on in a day.
Credit.
In a wrong enough if you walk and look.
Nah.
Girl your name no put on in a day.
Credit.
So nobody can call you no crook.
Enough.
Some girl can't walk past the shop them. Them no one shop keep off the flop them. Cause she hope for the high, the chicken, the rice. The butter ham so I stop them. Some girl can't pass me here parlor. A 2 months now she who a caller. For the gel and the spray, the Vaseline wax or the hydro shave from the barber. Some girl know fi hide from landlord. All when them live in a the same yard. She come in late at night when everybody's sleeping. Cut me full light like a concord. Some girl can't pass a GPS. They must have look like a cobweb nest. Them bridge from the water, the cable, the light. All the front people them in a the.
None of my crew them don't want no rain. We pop crystal and Chardonnay. From last year we don't drink all the same. I will stay, I will stay. Whenever since the big ship met land. We must have proper switch the game plan. And build an empire like Finland. Understand, we don't have flaws. Right now we don't matter what's the cause. You can call me Marshall the boss. Cause we a hustle harder than Rick Ross. We reach fast and slip fast. With more touchdown than Randy Moss. You know fi ask if the thing them cross. Like boom blast, yeah we full up on the grass. Full up on the grass. Juice and Chardonnay. Alize was back in the day. I would say, ever since the big ship went land. We got some of my wish to give land. I feel like empire like in land. Listen to my
feelings. Now what's my business like a looking glass?
Oh, what you doing?
Get cap in a face and then me drive by. Tell them come run up. When time gun up. Boy face one up and the 4-5 run up. We know we till sun up.
My father, see your brother there.
My God, good Lord, Captain Peter. Yeah.
It's an ongoing gang battle, you know me, I say. I know they all want to see me die. Gangsta for life.
Bury me as a G.
Burning farmers.
I just don't remember.
Anyway, like sun to the hourglass.
I need to get into the ear grass.
I saw them life go at last. In farmers. Anyway, now watch my business like a looking glass.
Watch you there.
Get cap in a face and then me drive past.
Anyway, you see
them. Tell them come run up. When time I gun up. Boy, face one up and the 4-5 run up. We know wait till sun up. Boy, life done up. Bullet from the askel, my boy skin no more. Tell them come run up. When time I gun up. Boy, face one up and the 4-5 run up. We know wait till sun up. Boy, life done up. Bullet from the askel, my boy skin no more. Tell them. Every day killing cross my mind. If you do want them, do cross the line. It's 5-4 killing time. Do if we kill people, gangster not the time. It's a punk, but we kill me no have no mind. Me no look behind when me commit crime. Yeah, me and me nine, them a latch me chime. Pan the road, pan the white line, me left the swine. Dime. What's up with you? Fool, what's up with you?
Fool, you a god,
you could have had up be fucking you. What's up with you? Punk, what's up with you? Papa and I,
look your mother.
Yeah, your friend them go fool, no one go fat. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Gangster right start up a war, you go talk. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Body fine, a decompose in a gutter. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Tivoli gun right there, lock down like shutter. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. So when you hear a
everybody scatter. Them know that I sound when me poor body flatter. Me no choose copper, you know see way do big papa. You know them no bad man, the whole of them a chatter. Me turn on the clapper, make it damn you like a double whopper. One them both see, me run up in a the chopper. No care if I do part dapper. When the gate clap, head fly away like a buckle stopper. Fuck your mother. Yeah, your friend them go for who no one go for. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Gangster right style, up a war you go to. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Body fine and decompose in a gutter. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. Civilly gun right, yeah, lock down like shutter. Run up in a wig on you, is a dead motherfucker. War gone beyond the star, we part to Peter in a war. But it's over, me not feel an alligator.
No, no, I wanna fuck with her. I'm gonna fucking unruly gun try to fly to Tambuli. Boosh, boosh, boosh. Yo, this is bad man rules and laws. Don't ever rise up the tools and bars. Shoot them now, cup of bruise and jars. My no telephone friend I use and calls. Yo, this is bad man rules and laws. Don't ever rise up the tools and bars. Shoot them now, cup of bruise and jars. My no telephone friend I use and. So I'm never late. You can't live well, right? So is hell. Run up in a mill and got them from Israel. Wall cut a cut up in a pound like a pixel. Hit down on the ground, side that some big shell. Bind to your side so your blood clap will swell. You get in your head, shot from the sick fell. Shit in your brain so you have a little kid smell. Police can't say, I did tell. Them the bad man rules and laws. Don't ever rise up the tools and bars. Shoot them now, come a bruise and jars. Man, no telephone friend I use and calls. Yo, this a bad man rules and laws. Don't ever rise up the tools and bars. Shoot them now, come a bruise and jars. Man, no telephone friend I use and check the button. One in a the head, blows a clap and them see. When me wave round the right hand, the shop and shot chuck in a.
Hot fuck at the bench up on the end. Together them contact lens. I'm picking up on me air condition. I'm a fans and friends. But I got KG, 9s and the 10s. And you don't know me, no big friend.
Me we get dark and a pussy off to defend him talk. Rat and a pussy off to defend him talk. Pop it off and a pussy off to defend him talk. A bullet a go jet in him heart. So we get fast and a pussy off to defend him talk. Kick it off, pussy off to defend him talk. Oh Ross, pussy never defend him talk. I him a get the ribbon and chop. Some boy young talent a just to make a war start. Don't violate the mongo wicked in talk. Them a bigger weak heart. Yeah, eat when they see the blood bath. And them chat the most. And I tell you about your mama blood clot. Go on like a them a top the wicked man chat. Me toast and we bone a fatty like a pop tart. Left a body pan a hand cat. Me we get dark and a pussy a fi defend him talk. Rat and a pussy a fi defend him talk. Pop it off and a pussy a fi defend him talk. A bullet a go jet in him heart. Can we get fast and a pussy a fi defend him talk. Kick it off, pussy a fi defend him.
Go get bullet to them body. Them get bullet to them brain. Them get bullet to
my
them
God, Lord.
Jamaica, the boy get the freezer. And if I knew ya, me gonna be visa. Boy, if he got semi K, make a China. Then find him a Hong Kong and bleed like vagina.
Call the driver, we skill like MacGyver. Rise the 4-5, we robot survivor. Pass the black with the glass that is fiber. That's the big side of rider. Can rise like tiger, the car fly down like Anglider. Boy, I try hider, bullet in I'm cider. He grung him collider, crawl we like spider. We step to the guy, head open wider. Either or either, I did the suicider. Fear no rough rider, neither Al-Qaeda. Me fix you decider, mostly landslider. Me wild and a tiger.
From them this bad man, the men get quarrel. No matter where them live, no we're not too far for we. Pull wild war with a skill. No matter where them live, no we're not too far for we. If a Jamaica, the boy get the freezer. And if a New York, me gonna be visa. Boy, if he got semi K, make a China. Them find him a Hong Kong and be like vagina.
If you hide in a bowl, me gun them turn on like Koran. You go a St. Thomas, me shoot from Yalas to Moran. The whole of them dark and ignorant. So no ramp, me gun no need eye like no lamp. Even if you run go a spears, you still a get shot. Who you think on the stars?
Hey, hey, yo, yo, yeah, man, yeah, man.
That was nasty, right? I cocked that joint back and banged on him.